Hello, and welcome to episode 12. I am Roberto Gajigas.
And I'm Elise Bach.
And you're listening to Misinformed Well-Intended, Roberto's Two Cents.
Which happens to be our tween episode.
What does that mean?
13, we become teenagers.
But it's episode 12.
Yeah. So we're a tween now.
Oh, okay.
The tween is before the teen.
Oh, I'm excited. That sounds fun.
Yes, very exciting. So as we mentioned in our intentions for the podcast, we are going to make Roberto's Two Cents a monthly segment.
Yeah.
Where we specifically talk about a specific topic. Not to say that we won't talk about money in other podcasts, because that's just where the conversations go.
Sometimes it does, yeah.
But let's backtrack to the delicious drink that you are drinking and what it has in it.
Oh, it has... It's a cup of coffee with, I wouldn't call it milk, but it's frothed. Or is that
frothed?
Is that the it's proper phrase?
It's frothed.
It's froth. It has been frothed.
It has been frothed with my. It's been frothed with my, and now I can't even say it, with my frothing, my frother that I got for Christmas. And I'm sure you can tell the listeners how frothy your...
My oat milk is?
Yes. It's
besides
delicious.
The fact that we went on this whole other tangent of... I don't think you can call it milk because...
It's absolutely milk.
It doesn't come from an animal, but okay.
It's delicious.
But yeah, it's quite yummy. I think you put some cocoa in there, right?
I did. I put some. And for those Whole30 people that are already thinking, isn't she doing Whole30? It is totally approved cocoa.
Oh, this is Whole30 approved cocoa.
This whole drink is whole. Well, no, yours is not. I did add sugar to yours because like it sweet.
I thought I was going to lose weight.
No, not from one drink. But
speaking of losing weight.
Exactly.
Our segment and our theme for today's episode of My Two Cents is going to be food. So it's going to cover a lot of different aspects of money revolving around food. So it could be anywhere between preparing food, planning your meals, and all the little ins and outs of shopping and searching out food from here on out. So, do you plan and prepare your meals, Elise?
Yes.
How far in advance do you plan your meals?
Okay. So, I just mentioned it. For doing Whole30, you have to be 100% prepared. You can't just wake up the next day and be like, oh, I'm having this for breakfast. No. Because you can't eat everything, right? So it's pretty much prepared. I used to be more strict about it, where I would like sit there with all the cookbooks, write out every single day what we were having for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then write out the list of the ingredients that I needed to make the meals.
Yeah.
Now, since it's a little further down the road and I've done so many, I can just kind of not, I don't want to say wing it because it's still not winging it. You still have to have some sort of plan, like, okay, I'm going to make meatballs this day, and this day I'm going to make, you know, this type of meat with a vegetable, and this day I'm going to make burger. So you still have to have some sort of game plan.
All right, so you're walking around with a general idea.
But I'm walking around with a general idea. I'm not just going to the supermarket like on a regular day and just grabbing whatever I think will eventually make me a meal. Somewhat planned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So for us, we don't plan at all. And it's surprising.
Really?
We have no plan of what we're eating for the week ahead. And this is one of the well-known budget busters, like throughout financial community, is the grocery budget. But just because we don't plan ahead doesn't mean we're necessarily going over budget on our food budget.
So wait, since you're not planning it and you have X amount of money to spend, doesn't that mean then, let's say you want to make something specific.
Yes.
But you don't have an extra ingredient that you need for it, but now you've spent all your money, so now you can't buy that ingredient.
Correct.
Oh, no.
So then you don't have it because you don't have the money. But we try, what we've been doing is we try to keep an assortment of stuff that we all eat.
Okay.
But one of our goals and the things Courtney and I talked about also is that we need to get more planful when it comes to the food because it's going to save us in time and money. And right now we're just really crunched for time with the two kids and our work schedules. So we need every minute that we can get. So I think if we had a better idea of meal planning and we knew what we were going to eat on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, then it will help us out and when it comes to time.
Yeah.
And time with cooking, time with cleaning, all that other good stuff. But also on top of that, when it comes to the planning of what we're going to eat is the prepping. And I want to get involved in prepping meals ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried to, one night we were making tacos, let's say.
Yeah.
And we had a big bag of peppers. Mm-hmm. And it was like, let's say, 6 peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I would use 3 peppers. So then the other peppers would then just stay in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of cutting up just 3 peppers, I cut up all 6.
Oh, I see.
So then, and then I put them in a container. So that way I can use them
later. And you're
later
using
on.
3 peppers because Courtney uses that instead of the meat, right? For the tacos.
Yeah, yeah. So she'll eat that. And I'll eat a little bit. So it'll be peppers and onions. And I'll eat a little bit. But she, that's her main dish right there. So it's helpful because now, let's say in 4 days, if I want to make a meal with peppers, I already have the peppers already cut.
Have you seen the ones at Trader Joe's that already come cut and frozen?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it's great that you mentioned it too because they come cut and frozen. But let's say like the cut ones. So prepared food already is going to be more pricier.
Yes, I know.
Then
doing it yourself.
Yeah, then doing it yourself. So if you just buy the whole thing and you just put the time in.
And do you buy organic or is it regular?
I really don't have a preference. So I just buy the most inexpensive thing.
I see.
Or whatever we prefer.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be organic or inorganic. If we like it, we like it. And we'll buy that particular brand.
And are you brand... So, okay. That answers my next question if you were brand specific.
Yeah. So this was one of the things, too, that I think we... I brought it up at work with one of my coworkers, too. We were talking about it. And we said, oh... How are you, in regards to brand versus generic, what's your outlook on it?
Yeah.
And he was laughing because he says, oh, you know, I prefer the brand stuff over the generic. And it's true because a lot of times the generic stuff tastes completely different from a brand stuff. He gave an example of Oreos and he was like, oh, you buy a generic Oreo, it's going to.
Yeah.
Tastes really, really bad. But then there's certain things that taste the same.
Yeah.
Or very similar. Mm-hmm. Like you could buy a generic, let's say, salsa or generic sauce or something. And then you could either add seasoning or do whatever to spice it up.
When I think generic, growing up in the military, we have commissaries.
Yeah.
I don't know if generic back then was the same in the States as it is for us in a commissary. And any army brats out there will totally laugh at this because when I think generic, all the generic brands at the commissary, or the generic brand of the commissary was a white packaging with black lettering on it.
That's as generic as you can get.
And so that's whenever I hear anybody say generic, I always think of that. And it would be weird because you would get a small, like, handful of brands, yeah, and then, but always generic, would always be next to it. So that's what I think of when the people say, oh, it's generic. Oh my God, black and white.
So yeah, it having generic also is going to save you so much more money. And Courtney was saying the other day, she goes, as much as she dislikes Walmart,
yeah,
I think one of the deciding factors is their price point, is that they are able to offer a cheaper product on so many things. And
oh, yeah, because they buy so much of it.
So even like their generic frozen vegetables, let's say, they're, instead of there being like $1.20 or a dollar, they're like 80 something cents for frozen generic, you know, vegetables.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good, if not the best frozen vegetables that I've had from Walmart.
Yeah.
And what else is there? I think one of the things I wanted to talk about too was the prepping aspect of things too. Because during the summer, I did prepare like a lot of chicken all at once, just so that way it's so much easier to cook or prepare for our meals. And I would have that chicken throughout the week where I just grill it, throw it on a salad.
Because any meat you're cooking, it, you're only cooking it for yourself, right?
Yeah, for now, yeah. So it's just for me or for Alana.
Yeah.
So I'm cooking it and it'll go into salad, it'll go into pasta. I could eat it with rice. You know, there's so many different things I can mix it with. And it's easier to just do that and then have cook a meal for like Courtney, who's a vegetarian. So it definitely saves time. And what else? It reduces the amount of dishes that
Oh, that's right.
I know, which we talked about in
episode 11.
Yeah.
Go listen to that.
And what other areas, I think, when it comes to saving money, is your pantry. How is your pantry? And, like, do you have a full stock pantry? What is in your pantry?
You've seen my pantry.
I don't think I've seen inside your pantry, though.
It's not really a pantry. It's the cabinets above the oven, above the stove. And I really only have one little cabinet because the other one is taken up by Brian's drink, powdered drink, and he also has in there his noodles.
Oh, Brian's noodles.
His noodles. And what else is in there? I don't know what else is in there. And then the middle one is like the beans, the tuna, the pasta sauce on one shelf. The second shelf is like baking, which I am not a baker, but I have baking things. And then the third cabinet is my spices, and above that is like teas and other things that don't really have a space. And then on the other side of the kitchen, we do have like a longer cabinet, but it's only like three small shelves. So one is like for cereal and the other one is for snacks. One's for snacks for the boys, one's for snacks for us. So we're very limited. So all of the staples we have to buy almost the week that we're using them.
But okay. So like a pasta or something along those lines, or
well, we don't eat pasta, but like pasta sauce. If I know I'm making zoodles or zucchini noodles that week or whatever, and I need pasta sauce, I will buy the pasta sauce that week.
Okay, gotcha.
If I'm making tacos and I need taco sauce, I'll buy it that week.
Oh, so you don't have? It's not really that stocked with ingredients.
No, because I don't have the space for it.
Oh, okay,
five cans of tuna already take up enough space. So it's a space issue for me. If I had a big walking pantry or like one of those little luscious pantries people have, not even a walk-in, but a reach-in pantry, then it would be a different story. Then,
okay.
Then I'd be able to say, oh, it's 5 for $5. But I also don't shop at a place
mm-hmm.
that does that, yeah, those deals. Yeah. So to me, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So one of the money tips would be, yes, we do not meal plan ahead,
yeah,
but we do make a list for our groceries before we head out the door.
That's all kind of meal planning-ish.
And it is meal planning-ish, but yeah, it's like one of those, we have a general idea, yeah, of what we want to have.
Yeah.
So we'll have some chicken, mm-hmm, we'll have some rice, sauce and pasta,
mm-hmm,
and vegetables and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like we'll definitely try to look in our pantry prior to, or our fridge or freezer, to mm-hmm see what we have. You got to get an inventory.
Right.
So that way you're not wasting.
Yes, we do the same thing. Yeah.
You're not wasting money on buying something that you already have. And that happens, you know, for me, I think that happens with the spices.
Mm.
So sometimes I'll think I'll have a basil.
Yeah.
A ground basil or something along those lines. And I'll be like, oh, I don't remember if I have it. So I'll just buy, yeah, another one. But it may be buried in my pantry.
Yeah.
And
with
now
me,
I
it's hummus.
Like, now I have two, and I'm like, yeah, oh crap, what the hell am I going to do?
There was one day, Brian's the one that puts away the groceries, and he takes out, I bought a tub of hummus, and he takes out two from the fridge. He's like, we didn't need any more hummus.
And I think another pro money tip is for our listeners out there that are, I think, just moving in to a new place.
Yes.
Spices are rather pricey.
Yeah, they are.
So it's something that you have to build up over time. So stick with your salt and pepper, mm-hmm, as your traditional base. And then over time.
I'm pretty sure that specific listener you're listening to uses adobo. I am 100% sure.
Because you can easily bust a budget,
yes,
big time buying like pepper, garlic, yeah, powder, thyme.
You know, I told somebody the other day I don't use black pepper, and they were like, are you kidding me? You don't use black pepper? I'm like, no.
Why don't you use pepper?
I don't cook with pepper at all. Like, I'll use red pepper or pepper flakes, but black pepper?
No, you need
never. No.
I'm, mm-mm, sorry, Brian. Your food is...
No, it's delicious. Puerto Ricans don't typically cook with black pepper, I don't think.
Well, they use a lot of adobo, probably.
Yeah, we do. And Koreans and Chinese don't use black pepper either. They use other spices. So I think I'm good.
I don't know. But that's definitely worth a shot. Now, another aspect would be the actual cooking of the food.
Wait, can we backtrack a little bit?
Sure.
Or are you gonna talk about this?
What?
Going hungry. Going to the supermarket hungry.
Oh, yes, yes. What are your thoughts? Do you do that often? Or
sometimes I do.
That's terrible.
Whether I'm hungry or in a mood.
So you're set up to lose.
People always focus on don't go hungry. I like to add to that, don't go hungry or in a mood.
And in a mood, by that you mean happy or upset or sad or what?
Specifically if you're upset or sad. Because then you're going to gravitate towards the, you know, depending on whatever your, you know,
yeah, and the
emotional
way,
need
the way,
is at
the
that
way
point.
The grocery store is typically set up, it's set up for you to lose.
Yes.
Because they want you to impulse buy.
Yes.
And they put everything that they want you to buy at eye level.
Yes.
So that you can
and technically,
grab it.
You should only be, from a nutritional standpoint, you should only be shopping the perimeter of your grocery store, which is your fruits and vegetables, your meats, and your dairy.
And that's it?
Everything in the middle is not good.
Oh, that's an interesting tip.
Yeah, everything in the middle has like all those added things to it. But we digress. Keep going. So don't go hungry is my tip. Or emotional.
I love it. Now, another thing was cooking. Like I said,
yes,
like cooking a lot, cooking more. So if you're going to cook rice, do you make rice?
We do eat rice, yes.
So instead of making rice for the day, double the quantity so that way you have for...
Is that really fresh, though?
For either... No, it's not necessarily fresh, but you have food for later. So even if you're trying to eat better,
yes,
like making sure you're set up to win. So having your vegetables chopped, your fruits and vegetables mm-hmm. washed and chopped and ready to go,
mm-hmm.
Any rice or staples like that cooked and prepared ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you're hungry, you're not reaching for a bad snack and you're able to say, hey, I have this, let me eat that. So if you being on Whole30, you're able to say, I'm not going to cheat or
correct.
Do something like that. Because it'll be a little bit easier for you. And then also the frequency of shopping. One of the challenges I know I face is like, oh, do we go every week, every couple of days, every week, every month?
Yeah.
You know, how often do you go shopping?
Mm-hmm. We go, I go every week. Again, because our space is limited and we don't have a large freezer and our fridge is a decent size, but I go every week. Sometimes I will skip a week, like this week. I normally go on Sundays.
Okay.
Sunday mornings. This week I didn't go, but I'm going to go probably tomorrow or Tuesday. But there are months where I will skip a week only, like let's say like for Christmas, because we had all those leftovers, so I skipped because we had enough food to last us to do a big shop. But
yeah,
then we'd still need like the milk and the OJ and the snacks, so those smaller things I have to always get, and like water and stuff.
Gotcha. I don't buy water, really.
We buy water. Yeah,
we will at times, but I feel like we're steering clear of buying the water. And it's not for anything.
Yeah.
Any special cause of saving the planet. I think it's just more, we have a filter in our fridge.
We don't have that.
Drink from that for now.
And, I mean, New York City water is supposed to be the best water, and it does taste fine.
It is, yeah.
But we like our Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Alkaline water.
So frequency wise for us, I think we normally would go like about once a week.
Yeah.
Like we would like to stay away as much as possible, because the more you go,
mm-hmm.
the more you probably wind up spending.
Yeah.
And we typically like to go once a week, but to like those major wholesale places like a Costco or something along those lines, we'll go like once a month.
And see, we should do that, but we don't do those things. We don't do those places because we feel like they don't have the things that we typically need to make food with, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like,
no,
I guess
it 100% makes sense, because we just, when we went to Costco this past weekend, we spent well over probably $200.
Wow.
And by like day three of the week, we were like, what the hell did we get at Costco?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all stuff we needed.
Yeah.
And it's just like not the true everyday staples of what we eat on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things I was going to say is, as a tip and a pointer, is to shop around. Because a lot of people just go to one place. And they'll only go to one place, and they could be paying an arm and a leg for specific items. And yes, you're saving time, but you're not necessarily saving money. And if you plan it out a little bit better, you might be able to save some money down the road by going to multiple stores and just shopping deals in general.
Mm-hmm. I shop at Trader Joe's. I've said that many times. I can go in there and probably do it blind at this point. You could put a blind, unless they've changed the layout of the place. You can literally put a blindfold on me and I can tell you what shelf is what I need on and how many inches from the left it is. you drop me in the middle of a Stop and Shop and I am at a loss. I don't know where anything is. It's too overwhelming. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
And now we've branched. I say that we used to shop at Trader Joe's, but that's not true. We do Trader Joe's and we used to do Fairway right near where we live. And Fairway is now out of business and they were bought by a company called Food Bazaar, which pretty much they've kept the same layout as the Fairway used to be.
Okay.
But they changed a couple of things. So the last time I went in there, completely overwhelmed. They had changed things. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know where, like, and it just like completely overwhelmed me. And I was just like, I can't. I like to get in, get what I need and leave and not have to spend too much time thinking about it. Which is why when I go to Trader Joe's, I go specifically at specific times that I know it's not the Trader Joe's shopper that's like, ooh, let's go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get the five things I get at Trader Joe's every time and then see what else they have and read every freaking label. I wish they had time. They had, you know how they now for COVID, they have specific times for like, what is it? At-risk people?
Yes, yes.
I wish they had specific times for people that like do their sole complete shop at Trader Joe's, but know what they're getting. You know, the ones that just have to reach and keep going instead of the looky-loos, because it's just sometimes it's really annoying. But I can literally be in there not even half an hour and I have a full cart and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you're ready. You're in there with pace and purpose.
And purpose. I see what you did there.
So, yes. So, since you only shop at one store.
Yes.
Right?
My beloved, yes.
One of the things that people can save money on who shop multiple stores, not just the store that you shop in, is just making sure you have a store loyalty card.
Yes.
Like a store... I guess it's not necessarily a membership, but just it's a loyalty card for the most part.
Yeah, because it gives you savings. Like at Target, they give you savings.
Yeah, it gives you savings and rewards to use down the line. Now, one of the things that I wanted to say was when I was younger, I was never interested in any of that.
Mm.
Nor did I ever pay any attention. And I would just say no. Like being as a guy, it was like, oh, do you have a card? And I'd be like, no. And they're like, do you want one?
Yeah.
No. And they would just ring up all my groceries.
Yeah.
And like now I look at it and I go, wow, I wonder how much money, you know,
you could have saved.
I could have saved doing something like that. Because I was just blindly saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever you go shopping, it's like, no. As a guy, as me.
I know when we used to shop at Stop and Shop.
Okay.
They have really good deals and their card really does save you a lot of money.
Yes. And I think I have here my receipt for the end of the year for 2020. So I want to see how much money I saved. Let me pull it up for you.
And where is this from? What supermarket?
So this is from Stop and Shop.
Okay.
2020. So this was the last time we went grocery shopping in 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes at the bottom, they tell you how much you saved for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it says 2020 card savings is $874.70.
Wow. That's excellent.
So I was shocked by that number because I said, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And I could only imagine like me being younger and single and just not knowing or caring and just being like, no, that's okay. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And all I have to do, they sometimes even have a card that they scan.
Yeah, they'll scan it for you. Yeah.
But they don't do it unless you ask.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember this. Were you already doing that? Did you do debt-free all of 2020? Yes. Or you started?
Well, we started our journey. Yeah, we all of 2020.
All of 2020, we were already on it.
We were already in it by the time 2020 started. So that's why I enjoy that number.
Yeah.
Because if you break that down per month, let's see, that's like $72 a month.
That can go in your fun envelope.
That goes towards paying debt. No, 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 no.
So how much a month do you spend on groceries?
So the average household, about two people household around there, spends about $550 a month.
Oh,
and this is like on food, on food and groceries. And that's the number that we decided to stick with.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend $550 on food and groceries. And that food and groceries is literally food and groceries. So it's going to be milk, Pampers, Windex, you know, like it's going to be all those supplies that we need for the household. Mm-hmm. Toilet paper, paper towels.
Okay.
You name it, whatever's in that realm is gonna come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been pretty good to keeping at budget on that. But there's times where it's really, really tight.
Mm-hmm.
But we do good by the end of the month. Like we'll just make do with what we have and we know, okay, we'll just refill a little bit later. But now with Alana and McKenna, we're probably going to have to up that.
Yeah.
Like another $150 around there. So anywhere between like $600, $650 around there. So we'll see. We'll see. We're going to try to do it little by little just so that we're not going crazy.
Right.
How about you guys?
So I think we spend at least $200 every time we go. So that's what? Two times, it's eight? Yeah, about $800.
And that's just groceries, right?
And that's just that's just food. It's not toiletries or paper towels or anything like that. It's just
food.
Oh,
really? So it's that number's not even including.
It's not including. So I would say, no, because sometimes I don't spend all $200. So, for example, I did the calculations for December, and I did calculations so far for January.
Okay.
Now, a couple different things. One is we got our Christmas ham for free.
How'd you get a free ham?
One of our aunts had an extra ham, so we got our ham for free.
Ooh.
Two is Governor Cuomo. So New York City school kids get free lunch in school, free breakfast and free lunch.
Yeah.
During the quarantine months, obviously, when nobody was leaving their house, even though he was still providing, you could pick up breakfast and lunch, pick it up at the school and go home. That there was that option, but for most of us, we just stayed home, right? So because they weren't able to get those meals, he sent vouchers per student to compensate for that. So they'd had money. So kind of like an EBT card.
Oh, that's nice.
With money on it.
Okay.
So each one had a certain amount of money on it. And we have three children. So that is why for all of December, I only spend $430 in groceries.
Oh, that's really good.
At Trader Joe's and at Food Bazaar.
Okay, so that's just Food Bazaar and Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. However, now I don't have those cards anymore. So in January, and we're only 17 days in, we've already spent $557.34.
So you're like at our limit.
But so a couple of things go into it is in December, it's a celebration month, right? So you make a lot of big meals. You have a lot of leftovers. Yeah. You have a lot of, so we had a lot of leftovers towards the end of the month, which meant that my first grocery shop at the beginning of the month was going to be bigger because we were out of a lot of things. So for that one, I did spend $263.
Okay.
Just in one shop. And then the other ones have been more what they normally are. So like 156, yeah. 89. So there's a lot of different factors that go into it. Like I totally get the budgeting of it. And I don't feel like that's one of the things that we go over. We don't go over our food budget. Like I think in my mind, I always have it set at, oh, $200 a week is fine. But we don't always spend $200 a week. Sometimes it's less than that. Sometimes it's a little bit more than that, depending on what we're out of. What we do need to get better at, which we have been since the beginning of the year, is actually eating everything that we buy.
Yes.
Because we were throwing out so much stuff that we just weren't eating it. And also, I have a tendency to, like, let's say, buy bags of lettuce and then we don't eat it right away. And so then we're having to throw it out. So I'm being more conscious of, oh, let's eat the stuff that's going to go bad first. So that way you're essentially not, you know, throwing money out that you spend. But it is going to ebb and flow like that. I think some weeks it's going to be more than others. But as long as you don't pass that max cap that you have,
okay,
then you're fine. And then the other thing is since you shamed me with the ordering out or not, we've only ordered out like maybe 3 times.
Oh, that's good.
3 or 4 times.
That's much better than
in the past
2 weeks. Yeah.
So that's definitely gotten so much better because I am cooking more, obviously. Yeah.
So one of the things in addition to the shopping and using a store card and all that other good stuff is the clearance section. I know Trader Joe's doesn't have anything like that, but Stop and Shop and other grocery stores generally do.
Yeah.
And I was actually very shocked because I never thought of this. And it started with Courtney one day. She was like, oh, I got these cupcakes, like it was like or muffins or something along those lines. And she was like, oh, it was only $1.50. They were in the clearance section.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, and I tried it and it was freaking delicious. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, wow, these are so good. I can't believe they were only $1.50.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, they're due to expire in like 2 days or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing.
That's like the manager's special.
Yeah, the manager's special, which is close to expiring food, which is all good. And you can still eat it. It tastes just as good. It may not necessarily be the freshest, but it's still good and it's still edible. And you can still enjoy it, depending on what it is. Like if it's, even if it's meat, if you're gonna cook it that day, then it's 100% fine.
Yeah,
go ahead, go for it, buy the manager special.
Yeah,
or put it in the freezer. The freezer is your friend.
How big do you think people's freezers are?
They're a decent size.
So far he's got us meal prepping.
Yes. You have to be organized.
Meal prepping in our freezer, clearancing in our freezer.
No, well, you don't have to buy all of these things.
Everything goes.
These are just little tips here and there to fold into your life.
To fold into your life.
So, if there's deals, you could eat anything that you buy frozen.
Yes.
You can freeze yourself.
So, true.
So if you buy a frozen meal that has rice and chicken or whatever, you can freeze that.
Yeah.
You can freeze your leftovers. You can freeze bread.
You can freeze bread.
And that's one of the things, too, that we've started doing, which I didn't think I was going to be a fan of.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to be a little yucky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's surprisingly the same thing.
And then do you take it out one slice at a time? Or
no, we take out the whole loaf as needed. So like if we're done with the loaf, we would take out the frozen bread, leave it on the counter.
Got it.
And it just defrosts.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which is surprising.
And I was totally shocked that Courtney
was okay with it.
Was okay with that. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of times when I go to the store, she's like, oh, can you check the clearance section?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's mainly pastries that she looks for. She'll look for pastries or bread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's bold enough yet to venture out to other things. What else is another money saving topic for food and grocery?
For food and grocery?
Do you even coupon?
I don't, because Trader Joe's doesn't take coupons.
I know. This is why you're spending so much money. You're not saving anything.
No, but you know what? I'm saving in convenience because, like I said, I know what I need. I know what I want. I don't have to read labels. I know what I need to get. And if they don't have it, then they just don't have it.
But with coupons, what's funny for me?
I do save at Target.
Okay.
At Target, we have the red card.
Okay, and what is that?
So with the red card, you get deals. Also, you get 5% back whatever money you spend. So if you spend $50, you get 5% back. Or it takes off 5% of that off your total.
Is that a credit card?
It's not a credit card. Two options. One, you link it to your debit card, which is what we do. Or you can do a credit card.
Oh, gotcha. So it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. The only caveat that I have with it, or the only thing that I have that I don't like, is because it does link it to your debit card. So it doesn't automatically come out of your bank account. So when I, like for Christmas shopping and stuff, that I spend a lot of money in there, I had to remember, oh, I need to put that in the budget because it hasn't come out of the checking account yet.
Oh, so there's a delay.
There's a delay. There's a little bit of a delay.
What are you talking about, like a day or?
Like a day or so.
That can be a little frustrating.
So in order for me to know specifically how much I have in there, I had to deduct it. But the other thing that you can do at Target is they will price match. So if you have the Target app, you can scan everything in your cart beforehand. And let's say if this coffee cup comes up as $4.99, when you go to ring it up, it's $7.99. You can tell them, oh, online it's $4.99, and then they'll price match it.
Oh, okay. Then they're price matching to their site?
To their site. Oh, so gotcha. I've saved a lot of money doing that.
Oh, that's good.
And plus the red card.
We have, Courtney does an app, actually, that I'm not familiar with. It's called Ibotta.
Oh.
And they have specials on there where you, like for certain products, that if you buy that week and if you scan the receipt, they give you a certain amount of points, I think,
mm-hmm.
into your Ibotta account,
mm-hmm.
which then transfers over to cashback.
Mm.
So she's been doing that for some time, and we actually were able to cash out with that. So that was able to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a slow drip because it's like, oh, if you buy, you know, this pack of tacos or this thing of fruit,
mm-hmm.
you scan the receipt, but it's over time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that was nice too, because I was shocked. Yeah. So we wound up saving money with something like that,
mm-hmm.
using an app. There's other apps that give you rewards and such, but that's something I haven't actually looked into yet.
Hmm.
Let me know if any of you guys have any apps or coupons.
Yes, please give us any and all of your money budgeting tidbits
when it comes to food and saving money. And it's funny because with coupons, as I started trying to save money, I started looking for coupons.
Mm.
I can't find any coupons. I feel like they drastically decreased the amount of coupons that are circulating in the world.
But I also haven't bought a newspaper in like a long time.
I know, but typically you would get stuff in the mail.
Oh, true.
And flyers,
true.
And there's a big decrease in that now. Yeah. And I think I'm sure a lot of it is geared towards digital.
And plus, a lot of people have the card, those cards, the rewards cards.
Yeah, but even still, like manufacturers coupons. Yeah. So, like if you want Kraft mac and cheese,
can you still go? You used to be able to go on manufacturer websites, and they would have coupons on there.
Oh, you probably can. I just haven't tried.
I don't.
I feel like we're not extreme couponers to that level.
Oh my god, do they still make that show?
I think they do, but I heard somewhere that probably help start the demise of credit card of coupons
themselves. Yeah. That's just a lot to like. That's man, like. I would watch that show sometimes and it was like, that's a full-time job.
Oh, it was a full-time job. It was. But it saved them a whole lot of money.
I guess.
And they got stock pantries.
They did have stock pantries and sometimes stocked garages.
Yes. Yeah.
How was your week this week?
Let's see. This week, I did want to say... My father-in-law eats all my cookies. He eats all of them. I get home from work and there's no cookies for me. So Courtney buys, she buys these Chips Ahoy cookies.
Yes.
Right? And the Chips Ahoy are Candy Blast, regular. Okay. Chips Ahoy and fat-free Chips Ahoy.
Okay.
And probably another fat-free one or regular one. I can't remember. So there's like around 3 to 4 packs of cookies.
Yes.
And I have cookies and I eat them and I go, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
How many cookies do you eat at a time?
Oh, I think I eat a lot, I think. Probably like 7.
Oh my God.
I think I posted one time on my stories on Insta. I wrote, is this too many cookies? And it was a resounding no.
Well, of course people are going to say no.
So, anyway, I go to work and I come home. And it's one of those days of like, oh, you know, it's a long day at work.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go home and the kids are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, man, I'm going to have me some milk and cookies when I get home as a snack.
Yeah.
And I get home, wash my hands. I dry my hands with a paper towel, open up the trash can. And there's a pack of cookies, empty pack of cookies in the garbage. And I go, what the heck is this? He ate like almost a whole pack of cookies. And a couple of days later, same thing, same exact story. Rinse, repeat. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are those the 3 days he's there? Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
He's there every day of the week.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, but it fluctuates of whether he stays there or he goes to his house or whatever.
I see. Okay.
But he's there all the time.
Okay.
So, I go. It's always you. And you ever have in your mind?
Yes.
Of like, I'm just so excited to get home.
That your mouth salivates at the thought.
Yeah, and it starts salivating. And then you just open it up and it's just disappointment.
Yes.
Because it's not there. And Courtney goes, oh, he does a lot for us. And I said, yes. I know he does a lot for us. And I have no problem with him eating the cookies or eating any of the stuff. But it's the whole mentality. Of like, in my mind, if
I want a damn cookie when I get home from work.
Like, if I knew he was going to have a cookie or eat all the cookies, I would be like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Help yourself. Have all you want.
Yes.
And then I would know that I have no more cookies, whatever. I'll just do something else.
Yes.
Right? Or I'll go without.
Or I'll buy my own cookies.
Or buy my own.
Or buy you your own cookies.
Yes. And that's what happens. And he has asked that because he'll eat all of the snacks.
Oh, uh-huh. He's a grazer, it sounds like.
And I had a container of walnuts from Costco and a bag of chocolates from Costco as well.
Mm-hmm.
These were like some keto, not that I'm on a diet or anything, but they were like keto friendly chocolates. And I just bought them because I was like, oh, these would probably be tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And they were. And he ate all those too. But the cookies and the walnuts were previous weeks.
Yes.
So this was like a buildup.
Yeah.
And, you know, Courtney goes, he does a lot. I said, yeah, I know, but it's the whole mentality. Yeah. He said, oh, can you buy me the walnuts or can you buy me this? Uh-huh. And so I wound up buying him, when we went to Costco, buy him his own walnuts, buy him his own chocolates. Yeah. So that way he has for when he comes over. Or he could take it with him to his house.
Yeah.
So that's what he wound up doing. He just split the package in half. So he had grandpa snacks at his house and at our house. And I think Courtney said, she goes, oh, my dad said he's sorry. He eats all our snacks.
Oh, that makes me feel bad.
But yeah, that's...
He would hate it here, though. I have no cookies.
He'll find something to eat.
I have some...
A cracker or something.
I have some Z bars for the boys.
He'll probably eat that, too.
How
was your week?
Well, going back to just one thing about cookies.
Okay.
Our oldest would... He loves an Oreo? Oreos? He loves Oreos?
Yeah.
We would go to eat some and open the package and it would be empty. So Brian started hiding it in his cabinet. And then he never found the Oreos again. But
gone forever.
Gone forever. My week this week was it was pretty good. I was very excited because I made a roast on Sunday.
Oh.
And it was
a pot roast.
So I started making it, I think it was 3 o'clock. So by 6 o'clock, the house smelled delicious. It was delicious. And so I made the pot roast with mashed potatoes and Brussels sprouts. So a complete Sunday roast. But what excited me more was that then during the week I was able to eat it for brunch in my breakfast.
Ooh.
So.
That's very interesting.
The thing with Whole30 is that you can eat meat, or a lot of us eat meat, the meat that we ate the night before.
Okay.
The next day for breakfast.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is to make it breakfasty, we'll plop a fried egg on top of it.
Okay.
So that's what I did. I put a lettuce bed, so lettuce greens, the pot roast on top, and then a fried egg over it with some avocado on the side. Oh my god, it was so good.
That does sound good.
I ate that, I think, 2 days straight, and then we were out of pot roast, so then I was sad.
I love it, because this like segues so perfectly, I feel like, with the convo and my favorite, actually, too.
Yes.
So do you have a favorite?
I do have a favorite this week.
All right. I don't know. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Well, I am talking kind of about it.
Okay.
Eggs.
Oh, eggs.
Eggs is not my favorite, though.
Oh, okay.
I think I can say this openly.
Really?
I worked at Crate and Barrel for 17 years.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know Crate and Barrel, which at this point, who doesn't?
Oh, I actually know Crate and Barrel.
Yes, they're a houseware store. So they sell everything from furniture to kitchen gadgets.
Yeah.
And so I own pretty much any and every kitchen gadget you can think of. And pretty much a lot of like serving dishes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I never had egg cups. You know what an egg cup is? So if you're eating...
Is that the cup that looks like a pedestal?
Yes, so exactly.
So you bought egg pedestals?
Yes, I bought egg pedestals.
Okay.
So normally I'll eat my over easy eggs or soft boiled eggs, soft boiled eggs. My soft boiled eggs, I will peel them and then I kind of smush them down with the fork so that all the inside,
yolk
runs amok.
Oh, the yolk runs
on the
amok.
Toast or wherever I've placed the egg on top of. And I thought to myself the other day, I was like, you know what? I worked there all those years. I never got egg cups. Let me try and see what the egg cup
situation
is all about. So I went on their website, got the egg cups. They also had this little gadget where you pinch the top of the egg so that it takes off the little lid.
So I feel like you're describing the height of bouginess. As you continue to look up bougie in the dictionary, your image is slowly coming up into
That's
high quality.
That's a separate
quality.
Conversation.
Okay.
So anyways, so I used my egg cup this morning and the egg cutter to cut off the top of the egg.
So you gave him a cut, like a little haircut?
It is like a little haircut. So it gives you like a little lid. So then you're able to scoop out your egg as you're eating it.
It sounds so delicate.
It's really intense. Can I tell you, I will never eat an egg any other way again. First of all.
You always had them on your plate. So what's the problem now?
No. So listen, you don't have to peel the egg.
All right.
You don't have to peel the egg.
Oh, you just eat it with a spoon?
So first of all.
But how's the yolk going to run amok?
It's not running amok anymore. Now it's contained.
Sad yolk.
So what you do is you take your toast and you cut it into little strips. And then you're able to dip your little strip of toast into your egg.
Who the hell has time for this?
But then...
You have children and you have time for this.
Oh no, it was delicious. So listen, then you take your spoon and you're just scooping it out and you get all of the egg and you don't have to peel it.
Okay. All right.
So I was sitting there this morning and I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest invention there is. That is my favorite. Egg cups.
Oh, God.
I have to find out the name of that gadget. It's the egg cutter. I'm calling it the egg cutter, but that's totally not the name of it.
I envision a combination of a can opener and a corkscrew wine open, like a wine.
No, it's a circular. It's a circular thing with metal teeth.
Yeah, like a can opener.
And then you put that over the egg and then you squeeze it.
Okay.
And then it takes the top off the egg.
Okay. All right.
Look it up, people.
My favorite this week.
Oh, yeah. We haven't gotten to your favorite. Go ahead.
I know. And it's in theme. In theme with food.
Yes.
My favorite is leftovers.
Oh, so kind of like my favorite.
Yeah.
Did you just think of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was already planned.
Oh, okay.
It was already intentional.
Oh, okay.
In discussion, in my mind, with myself. So yes, leftovers. Why? Because they're tasty. You made them.
Well, you made them, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, not necessarily. You could have leftovers from takeout, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, generally speaking... Either I made them or Courtney made them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be good. And it saves me money. Because I don't have to spend money on lunch.
Yes.
Or dinner if I'm at work. And I was thinking about this when I was kind of trying to come up with an idea of what to talk about today. I go, how much have I spent, you know, prior to trying to focus on the finances,
mm-hmm.
on lunch? Because there was, for years of my working adult career,
mm-hmm.
I think I probably ate out, like, for the vast majority of them.
Yeah.
Every day.
But doesn't that come with age? That's an age thing, I think.
I'm not sure. Because I'm sure there's people that, you know, were raised or might be a little bit more frugal or have frugal parents that they kind of steer them in that direction. But
I don't know, because I feel like sometimes if your parents are super duper frugal, once you get your own money, you're like, F that, I'm buying lunch today.
No, and also there could be in a position of, if they're younger, they just don't have the money.
Mm, true.
So they're not either earning as much, so they can't afford to eat out. But yeah. I was eating out for lunch, and I was spending $12 a clip, $16 yeah. a clip. And that was just lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't including dinner or breakfast. Like, mm-hmm. if I would normally, the normal day would be buy a bacon, egg, and cheese, mm-hmm. buy a coffee, you know, and then buy a drink, you know, to have during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at lunch, you buy lunch and all the bits and things that go along with your lunch, and then buy dinner.
And your little bites.
Yeah. And I didn't have little bites then. But this week, my favorite is definitely leftovers, mm-hmm. which I do not have enough of.
Mm.
But hopefully, with planning and preparation, we can be set up where we can be in a better position than we were in the past.
Thank you for listening to Misinformed Well Intended. That was episode
12.
1-2. We would love to answer more social questions. So please submit your social question to us. And if you would like to, email it to us at misinformwellintended@gmail.com. You can also please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Misinformed Well Intended Podcast and on Twitter at MyWifePodcast. As always, like, subscribe.
And refer.
Yeah, for all those people that are always like, oh my God, I need one more podcast from you. Please upload again. You're the people that need to be telling everybody else to listen to us.
Oh yeah, and definitely try to, if you can, share on Instagram.
Yes,
or
on Facebook, your social media.
If you can share wherever possible, that would be such a great help for us.
Yes,
we
would really
greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Toodaloo.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.